Welcome to KEXP's Music That Matters podcast. I'm Kevin Cole, host of the afternoon show and chief content officer. And it's a new year. There's tons of new music, new sounds, and I've got lots of excellent new songs on this podcast, including tracks from Dirty Projectors, Laura Marling, and Chuck Prophet. I've got a deadpan party anthem for Zero Gravity Gatherings and several politically charged tracks to inspire and empower. We're going to start out with some rockers. This is Split's single. This is a project spearheaded by Chicago-based Jason Narduzzi. He's played with Superchunk and Bob Mould's band and Verboe. This track is called Untry Love.
Make my
Del Paxton, a trio out of Buffalo. Cool Wink is a song. It's from All Day, Every Day, All Night. Their debut album comes out on March 3rd. Right before that, Big Sur, from their debut, comes out on March 10th, called In Business. The song was At the Byright, and split single with Untried Love from Metal Frames. Laura Marling's new album comes out on March 10th. It's called Semper Femina. In it, it examines society's perception of sexuality and gender. And this song, Wildfire, is a beauty, and it's a reflection on the universal search for identity and purpose.
Chasing down a wildfire, are you trying to make a cold liar out of me? You want to get high, you overcome those desires before you come to me. I think your mama's kind of sad, and your papa's kind of mean. I can take that all away. You can stop playing it out on me. 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 She keeps a pen behind her ear in case she's got something she really, really needs to say. She puts it in a notepad. She's gonna write a book someday. Of course, the only part that I want to read is about her time spent with me. Would you die to know how you're seen? Are you getting away with who you're trying to be? Trying. There's things upon the earth that we must really try to defend. A lonely beast, a kind heart, something weak and on trend. I do it all for her for free. I need nothing back for me. There no sweeter deed may be than to love something enough to wanna help it get free, free, free. Is there something on her mind? Something she needs to get by? Do you cry sometimes? Do you cry? Say you love me most when I don't know I'm being seen. Well, maybe someday when God takes me away, I'll understand what the f*** that means. I just know your mama's kinda sad, and your papa's kinda mean. I could take it all away. You can stop playing that that on me. 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 Is there something on your mind? Something you need to get by? Do you cry sometimes? Do you cry? Sometimes.
was a plane through a skylight over Tribeca at 8:45. My brother at a conference room table watched the future rearrange all our lives. I was sleeping in a bed for the future, first and 20th, 5 miles away. Her roommate knocked, he was a relative stranger. Kev, I need you to come out here, okay, okay. Was me drunk at my desk job. Update the database, reflect the deceased. Cans of Fitzgerald as a digital graveyard. Next to each name I type the lowercase d. I was frightened by the face of the future. It had the teeth of perpetual war. I called my father, he said I know.
Divine, Brooklyn singer-songwriter from his 9th full-length album. It's called Instigator. The song is No History, a reflection and recollection of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Laura Marling with Wildfire from her upcoming Semper Femina album due out on March 10th. All right, up next, Little Scream and a song called People. Now, this is recorded for their recent album, Cult Following, but they didn't put it on the album. However, given the outcome of the election, it seemed more relevant than ever. Little Scream, a.k.a. Laurel Sprengelmeyer, explained that at the time she wrote the song in 2013, I was listening to a lot of 70s-era Gil Scott-Heron, Marvin Gaye, John Lennon, and I was wondering what was so different about their time and ours, and why lyrics like Give Peace a Chance found an audience then, but seemingly it couldn't now. Well, that's all changed. It's come out as a single, and the proceeds from the single will be donated to ACLU and Planned Parenthood. It's Little Scream with People.
Close, we'll bring you anguish. Well, then you'll know, 'cause
themselves right in front of that tree. But you know it always turns out the same. First there's a silence, then there's a shout.
حاجتها والعالم خرجت من القلب خطوتي فيها تعثرت قديش وجعوني ويا ما ظلموني كيفك كيفك ظنيت لي غدوة نهار جديد لكن ما فهم شكون يحاسب همك ولا يهمو فيك دنيتكم ما تشرينيش لا بالضحك لا بالسكرة لي تهزك ليلة العالم لمنام وتفيقك غوض على دنيا الأحزان على دنيا الأحزان أما مالك الله
Amel, an artist who's been a symbol of political resistance in her home country, Tunisia. She points to Bjork, Massive Attack, and James Blake as inspirations for her unique intermix of Tunisian folk music, rock music, and electronica. Icelandic artist Valgeir Sigurðsson's produced the record. He's worked with Bjork, Sigur Rós, and Feist. And the song you just heard, Enzin Dave, is a politically charged track. She describes it as a dedication to people who have to carry the weight and all the struggles so that a very small percentage can enjoy the power. People have the power. That's what that song before was about, from Little Scream, a song called People. Now, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. If you ever have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kevin@kexp.org. You can also follow along via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at DJ Kevin Cole for a behind-the-scenes glimpse at KEXP and the afternoon show. Veteran singer-songwriter, rocker Chuck Prophet has a new record. Man, I love all of his records. This new one is called Bobby Fuller Died for Your Sins. He describes it as California noir, saying, "The state has always represented the golden dream, and it's the tension between romance and reality that lurks underneath the surface in all noir films and paperbacks and connects these songs." And here's the title track, Bobby Fuller, Died for Your Sins.
Bobby Fuller died for your sins.
And I ain't never seen a movie that
stand, divided with fall. And I wish my little sister she could be here now. They say someone's gonna have to pay the price of love.
All right, that is a Massachusetts artist, Doug Tuttle. Guy influenced by classic pop and psychedelica and rock of the 60s and 70s. The album comes out on February 19th. It's called It Calls on Me. That track is Falling to Believe. Minneapolis band Real Numbers from their debut full-length Wordless Wonder. Way to go, guys. Song called Falling Out. And Chuck Prophet, title track to his new one, Bobby Fuller Died for Your Sins. All right, up next, another artist I love, Icelandic artist Olvar Eldjarn, Icelandic film composer, member of Apparat Organ Quartet, creator of experimental music projects like the Infinite String Quartet. This new album is a conceptual work, like many of his, based on themes of space travel and visions of the future and artificial intelligence. And this song is Hands Up in the Air. He describes it wonderfully as a deadpan party anthem for zero gravity gatherings or slow raves, influenced by 19th century romanticism, early day synthesizer music, and 90s dance music. See if you agree. Olvar Eldjarn with Hands Up in the Air from his latest, The Aristocratia Project.
Thank you.
Michael Mayer and Mind Games from the new album And, which is a series of collaborations, Guy Barrado's on it, Hot Chips' Joe Goddard, and on the song you heard, Friendly Fire's Ed McFarlane. Over Eldjarn, right before that, Hands Up in the Air, it's from the Aristocratia Project. And this is new from Dirty Projectors, the song is Little Bubble.
We had our own little bubble October light hits like a black hole growling gray pits. Century of emptiness. It's not enough. Whatever I dreamed of, dreams are dumb. I want to be
track from Dirty Projectors coming out on their first album in 4 years. It's out on February 24th. The song was Little Bubble. Huge thanks to Maddo, Larry Rose, Jim, Janice, and Jacob for help on the podcast. Thank you for listening. And thanks to all of you who donate, making every part of KEXP like this podcast possible. I'm Kevin Cole. You can get in touch at kevin@kexp.org. You can follow along via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at DJ Kevin Cole. Going to leave you with one last track. This is Clunks, a Norway-based producer. The second album is on KXP DJ Alex Reuter's label, Hush Hush Records. The album's called Hollow Scenes. This song is Vanersome. Take care. Thanks for listening.